following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And a great day in college football, as it always is. Melvin Flash Gordon running for 408 yards. New NCAA record for a single game. Taking out LT, LaDainian Tomlinson, from 1999. Here's the most impressive thing. Dude did it in three quarters, man. Didn't even play the fourth quarter. Just think about how bad he could have shredded that thing up. Melvin Gordon, unbelievable. Absolutely incredible how he went out there and just slashed up Nebraska. Wisconsin gets a huge victory, 59-24. Alabama beating number one Mississippi State. I'm not too surprised about that. Florida State hanging on. That's sort of what they do each and every week, if you think about it. TCU, well, they got it done once again, too, hanging on. A-State, they did not get it done. Go to Corvallis, tough place to play. And they get shocked, 35-27. I hear the music. Tons of things to talk about in the world of sports. We'll get to it on the other side. Mary Nemes from TicksForCause.com. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Steiner Sports is the largest, most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying exclusive items from hundreds of teams and athletes, including Derek Jeter, Eli Manning, Hendrik Lundqvist, and Carmelo Anthony. Bring home a hero for the holidays with a gift that will last a lifetime. Visit SteinerSports.com for Black Friday deals starting at just $19.99. Like Steiner Sports on Facebook and follow Steiner Sports on Twitter for exclusive offers. Happy holidays from Steiner Sports.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday by offering a new doorbuster deal each and every day. That means from now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more from top brands at savings of up to 75% off our everyday unbeatable prices. A new doorbuster deal is revealed every day and good until 1 p.m. or while supplies last. Visit your local Guitar Center or guitarcenter.com to discover the incredible limited-time savings during Guitar Center's Countdown to Black Friday sale.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Man, oh man, unbelievable. Unbelievable what Melvin Flash Gordon did. And I'm not just saying that because I'm from the great state of Wisconsin. Grew up a Badger fan. Obviously a Packer fan. Yep, a Milwaukee Bucks fan too. I'm not ashamed to say it. We're back. We're coming around. Going to be a better basketball team in the next few years. But unbelievable performance. I don't know how I can say it any other way, but guy's unbelievable. Unreal, incredible, the best. 408 yards in three quarters. I guess I just want to let that marinate in people's brain. Think about how impressive that is. 408 yards, three quarters. Guy would have shattered the record of 406 by LT. The guy would have had over 500 yards easily. I know I got Jeff Rich hanging out with me here. We'll bring him on in a moment. We've also got Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com who joins us each and every week. We feature a charity. We talk about their mission. We also talk a little sports with Mary too. Jeff, good morning. How are you first? How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing well. Caught a little bit of Pac-12 action down in Tucson yesterday and ready for some NFL action this morning.
Unbelievable game there, too. Obviously, Arizona sneaks that one out. Last second, buzzer beater, 27-26. A-State, as I said earlier, unable to get it done, and now they got a rebound somehow, some way against Washington State and then finish up against Arizona, if I'm not mistaken, and so we'll just see how the Pac-12 all shakes out. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. Hi, guys. Kind of like I said last week, personally, I'm doing great. From a sports perspective, not so great, but I guess that's the way that ball bounces or is thrown, right?
You know what? It's tough being a Chicago fan. Let's be honest, okay? You know, the Bears are they're brutal right now. I mean, after that beatdown from the Green Bay Packers, I really think they quit early, I'll be honest with you. But I don't – look, Aaron Rodgers just has the formula on how to beat the Chicago Bears. And when he does it, he usually does it pretty handily. Jay Cutler plays his worst football against the Green Bay Packers, no doubt about it. I don't know what it is at this point, whether it's in his head now or they're just that much better. I think it's somewhere in between the two of those things, but ultimately they got a rebound, and you know, people in Chicago I know are pretty upset about that performance, Mary.
You know, and the thing about it, it's not just that performance. I mean, you take a look at the last three games. It's getting progressively worse and worse and worse. And like I said, that mess that happened last Sunday. I don't know what happens because I don't know what happens today. Because again, whether you know, you take a look at the coaches, you take a look at the offense, you take a look at the defense, the special teams. I mean, it's just it's a mess. It's a mess from start to finish. And I'll be really, really curious to see what happens today. You know, as a Bear fan, I hate to say this, but I definitely don't have a good feeling for today either. So it's nothing good coming out of Hallis Hall. So it'll be curious to see.
Yeah,
well, you know what?
Go ahead, Jeff.
You know what, Mary? You know, you have to look at the difference between you know these Mark Trestman teams and the last couple of Lovie Smith teams. And the obvious answer is that there's been a subtraction in the leadership. You're without Brian Urlacher, without Peter Tillman on the field, and without Lovie Smith. I failed to find a leader on this team. Arguably, Lance Briggs. I'm not sure who it is on the offensive side of the ball because I think you have athletes, but I don't think you have leaders. And to Andy's comment about Cutler's play, playing at his worst against the Green Bay Packers, I will say that he rides a mean stationary bike when the Packers are on the field.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't like his demeanor when he's out there. He's looking at his nails. I look at him, and no offense, but at the end of the day, Jay Cutler equals losing. Aaron Rodgers equals a lot of winning, and you know what? There's a huge difference between those two guys. It's not like saying, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a little bit better. No, Aaron Rodgers is a whole heck of a lot better, and you can just see the difference in a top quarterback from a middle of the road quarterback. But that's a whole nother story. Mary, you know what? Timing is always impeccable by you, and you know, Thanksgiving right around the corner. I think that the charity that you're featuring today makes a ton of sense once again. But first, before we get into that, what is the mission from you guys at TicksForCause.com?
Andy, the mission for TicksForCause.com is to literally make every single entertainment purchase that people across the country buy, whether it be for sporting events, concerts, theaters, you name it, we want to make it matter for a charity that they care about, that purchaser cares about. We also want to give charities the technology, which is what we do. We've created a technology that allows charities to benefit from these purchases. And that's what we do. That's our mission every single day, to have people understand that where you buy your ticket to any of those events really does matter for so many.
I can't agree with you anymore. And you know what? The like I said, your timing is always impeccable for what you choose. And Thanksgiving right around the corner. And, you know, this is a time when you think about the people that are homeless, the people that are hungry, and how you can give to those types of people. Yes or no, Mary?
Absolutely. And, you know, because of Thanksgiving, what just started this just yesterday is the National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. And it really is. They always do it the week before Thanksgiving. To number one, call to mind. Let's really call to mind and be very grateful and thankful for all of the gifts that we have received and that we get to take advantage of every day. But also, let's not turn a blind eye or forget about those people who are in this situation where they are homeless and they are experiencing hunger. Not just today, but on a daily basis. And that's what we're trying to draw attention to. And that's why I was very, very proud to be able to feature an organization, a member organization of our site, the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless, who does work so very, very hard to be the voice for these people who are voiceless.
You know, and it's amazing because over more than, 3.5 million people are homeless, and that probably equates to a decent percentage of the population being hungry as well. So I don't know. I think and a surprising number to me is 23% are U.S. military veterans. I find that number to be staggering and shocking.
And what's even more scary about that number is that number for military veterans continues to increase as they are coming back and getting out of the military. And also, it's shocking the number that increases for the elderly as well as children. So really, those people who have given so much and those people who are so, you know, really defenseless are the people who really, really need our help in this regard. And for people to understand what giving to these organizations makes, what the difference that it makes for them, is unbelievable. $20 is able to provide a family, you know, food for like 4 days. And what we are so proud about at Ticks for Cause is that, again, our average transaction earns $25 for an organization. Think about it. Just by going out and doing that, you're able to help feed a family for 4 days. And that's really, in this time, especially this time, this month, with Thanksgiving right around the corner, to be able to make that difference is so important for so many people.
Agree 100%, Mary. And again, we can't thank you enough for what you do, coming on each and every week, talking about a different charity, and then obviously telling us what the mission is from you guys at TicksForCause.com. Is give us a final word for TicksForCause.com, because I do hear the music behind me.
I think the word we want to get out here is, number one, thank you very much for allowing us to be able to get the word out, not only about all of our organizations, about a simple way that people can go out and make a difference with that purchase, not costing them any more, just because they come through our website, TicksForCause.com, to be able to help the charity of their choice.
Unbelievable stuff, Mary. Again, just the place to buy your tickets, people, TicksForCause.com. It's T-I-X, the number 4, cause.com. Mary, as always, great stuff. Really appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week, and hopefully we're talking about a bear victory over Minnesota, and things are looking a little bit better for you there in Chicago.
Hey, hope springs eternal. Thanks very much, guys. Have a great week.
Sounds good. Mary Nemes from TicksForCause.com. Join us as she does each and every week. Go get your tickets from them. It's T-I-X, the number 4, cause.com. We'll be right back. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. You can get on board 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at JRichRadio or at Dorf on Sports. A lot of things to talk about. Doesn't have to be college football. Could be NBA basketball. Could be NFL football. Could be college hoops. Could be anything, to be honest with you, at this point. So much happening in the sports world. But I am going to get into some college football with you, Jeff. And yesterday, Alabama beats Mississippi State 25-20. I don't think people are totally shocked about that one. Florida State hanging on over Miami, 30-26. Look, it ain't pretty, but at the end of the day, Florida State continues to win week in and week out, and there's something to be said for that. So I give them credit where credit is due. TCU hanging on against KU in probably a shocking, surprising game to a certain degree there. Arizona State, 27-35. They fall short. Oregon State, always a tough place to play for the Sun Devils. They were coming off of a four-game losing streak. I think ASU was coming off of a four-game losing streak in Corvallis. Something had to give. So Oregon State shocks the world to a certain degree, beating ASU. Ohio State hangs on against Minnesota. If Minnesota didn't make some early turnovers and miscues, I think that they could have shocked Ohio State, to be honest with you. Auburn getting it handed to him by Georgia. The return of the youngster, I forget his last name at this point.
Todd Gurley.
There you go. Gurley, the return of Gurley comes back. Arizona hanging on 27-26, a last-second buzzer beater. The most impressive performance in my mind was Melvin Gordon yesterday running for 408 yards in three quarters. The Badgers win huge, 59-24, but if you really think about what could have been for this young man, it could have been an unbelievable day, to be honest with you. But I think Wisconsin showed a lot of class, number one. But number two, no reason for this guy to get hurt. He has a very, very bright future. But think about what could have been for Melvin Gordon yesterday on that football field. 408 yards in three quarters. This kid could have shattered the record, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I had to appreciate what Monte Ball said, you know, the Denver Broncos running back who played for Brett Bielema at the University of Wisconsin. And it's that, you know, Ball has the touchdowns record, Ron Dayne has the career yardage record, and Melvin Gordon has the single game yardage record. I think that's a pretty impressive feat for a school that just 20 years ago really was an afterthought, you know, even in their own conference. And now, they remain on the national stage and they have staying power. They've switched out regimes. They got Gary Anderson in there now. And they're really a competitor on the national scene year in and year out, even though their finest accomplishment is probably a couple of Rose Bowl victories.
Look, the bottom line is unbelievable what his performance says about the character of those people. Let's be honest. Again, I'm going to reiterate this. Three quarters, Jeff. The guy did it in three quarters. Didn't even play the fourth quarter. 408 yards, 25 carries, the four touchdowns. Absolutely unbelievable. I honestly, it's hard to fathom what this kid did in three quarters, to be honest with you. He ran up and down. Go ahead.
And he did it against the team, Nebraska team, that was slated to play in the Big Ten Championship. So, you know, he's not doing this against an FCS school. He's doing this against a front runner in a Power 5 conference. I think that the whole picture needs to be evaluated there. And you just can't say enough about his performance on Saturday and really his performance throughout his career in Madison.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm sitting here scratching my head about the game earlier in the season still when they played LSU. Melvin Gordon was fantastic in the first half. For some weird, odd reason, he became a no-show in the second half of that football game. I'm telling you right now, we could have been talking about the Badgers again being in a national title race if they don't lose that football game. So, you know, just weird how the chips may fall with college football and when you get your losses and who you lose to and whatnot. But very impressive. The most unbelievable performance that I've ever seen, that anybody's ever seen in a single game. Breaking LT LaDainian Tomlinson's record from 1999. So very impressive what Melvin Gordon did out there on the football field yesterday. Well, let's go on to some other games that were impressive too. Alabama, Mississippi State, not really surprised, to be honest with you, Jeff. I thought this was going to be a tough spot for Mississippi State, and it proved to be that way. Alabama does get it done, 25-20. Your thoughts about Alabama? Most likely now has cemented themselves in the top four. Again, they're going to have to go through somebody else, but at the end of the day, right now, they're a top four team in the country for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I think arguably you could make them number one. I like to put the undefeated team at the top. You know, regardless of strength of schedule, you're playing in a Power Five conference. You're playing a Power Five non-conference team in Oklahoma State at the beginning of the year. So, you know, and Florida State's doing it with the target, you know, with more of a target on their back than Alabama. Alabama's always Alabama, but, you know, when you're on a winning streak like Florida State is on, I got them at the top, but, Alabama definitely, you know, belongs there in the, at number two or number three. And, you know, they're an impressive team. I think that, you know, they're fortunate that Auburn is, regressing as the season goes on. So, they've got Western Carolina of the, Southern Conference of the, from the FCS ranks coming up, but the Iron Bowl is always huge, especially after last year. So I don't think the question is so much will Alabama make the playoff as it is will somebody else from their conference also make the playoff.
Yeah, that's a good point at this juncture, because everyone's going to kind of beat up on each other down the stretch here, and you still have those SEC games for the championship. You still have the Pac-12 championship, so there's still a lot of things to be determined. Ohio State hangs on against Minnesota. Are you thinking about them now as one of the top four teams? Because let's face it, they're a completely different football team. Look, this quarterback has got his legs underneath him. Obviously, we saw what he can do on the ground, but all together, this is the Ohio State Buckeyes are a much different football team at this point, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I heard the comment yesterday that they were afforded the opportunity to mature as the season went on and to recover from that Virginia Tech loss. You know, Virginia Tech does a little bit to help them out by beating a top 25 team in Duke, but you know, I was pretty impressed with the Buckeyes. I tend to disagree with you a little bit on, you know, Minnesota blowing opportunities, because Ohio State really could have been up 28-0 early in that game, and they turned the ball over twice in the red zone, and you know, a hostile environment up there in Minnesota. Not so much the crowd as it was the elements. You know, it does snow in Columbus, Ohio, but not at the level that we saw at TCF Bank Stadium yesterday in Minneapolis.
Well, in general, you know, weather starting to become a factor a little bit more, even still for Florida State and Miami, on the complete opposite, still hot and still a little bit humid. Guys were cramping up in that football game. So, I don't know, man. It's just, you know, weather does play a factor, down the late stretches of the season. But ultimately, I think, you know, players make plays and you win games out on the field. So,
I think it's a little bit of luck too.
Absolutely.
Florida State Miami game, the tip ball, you know, the tip ball when Florida State's down in the red zone trying to come back from being down 23-10, ball gets tipped up in the air. The defensive player from the Canes makes a great play, and who runs under it but Carlos Williams for the touchdown. And that's just the kind of luck that Florida State's run into on this on this huge winning streak that they're on. So you can have talent all day, you can have home field advantage, you can have great fans. But at the end of the day, the ball is oblong shaped and bounces in different ways, and it just always seems to bounce the Noles way over the last two seasons.
Yeah, definitely very impressive the streak that they've put up there. It's one of the best. I think it's one of the top five of all time. So look, I give a lot of credit to them. Let's be honest. Like you said earlier, they're the guys who have the biggest target on their back each and every week. People are gunning for them. Hey, this could be our week to beat Florida State and end that winning streak. And you know what? There's a ton of pressure on those kids. And week in and week out, they seem to come out and play and perform and do it at a pretty high level. So I think what they do is relatively impressive week in and week out. And I kind of agree with you, man. I look at them as the best team in the country. You got to beat this team before they're not number one in my book. So power rankings and all that nonsense, to me, really don't make a lot of sense. I know we're up against a break. So on the other side, we're going to hook up with John Poulter somewhere around 45 after the hour. You and I will continue talking a little bit of football, and then we'll get into John, and we'll talk some hockey and some baseball with John for a little bit. But a lot of interesting stuff going on in the sports world, especially in college football. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hi folks, Fred Dreyer here for Regenix. Do you have hair and scalp issues? Is your hair thinning? Is it fragile? Is it breaking off? Is it falling out? Do you have more skin on the top of your head than you'd like? Well, if you do, there's only one place for you, and that's Regenix. Why, you ask? Because they take the time to analyze and explain to you what is happening and why. This September will be the beginning of my 8th year as a Regenix customer. I could not be more satisfied. So go to the phone and punch in 1-800-REGENIX. That's 1-800-REGENIX, or go to Regenix.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Can a fuel make a straightaway take your breath away? Can it make a hill give you chills? Can it turn every acceleration into your exhilaration? It can if it's Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
And learn how you can save big at the pump at FuelRewards.com.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out with me. You can get on board 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at JRichRadio or at Dorf on Sports. Jeff, we don't do this very often, but I want to get just a little feel from you on what you're thinking about the NBA right now, because obviously we talk about football a ton on the program because we got a lot of time to talk about basketball, but there's some things that are kind of hitting my eye in an interesting way, and I got to get your perspective on it. Eastern Conference right now, Toronto atop, Washington in second, the Bulls in third, Cleveland, people worried about them early, but all of a sudden they're top four. Atlanta, Miami, Brooklyn, and then Milwaukee wrapping out the top eight. And the last couple are not 500. My point here is that obviously the Eastern Conference still not as good and deep as the Western Conference, but on top, a little shocking that Toronto and Washington are ahead of the class at this point. Yes or no?
Toronto, yes. Washington, I think that we expected that, you know, that backcourt to step up. They're an organization on the up. You know, they reached the playoffs a year ago. I think that, I don't think anybody had them in Cleveland and Chicago's class, but I don't think that there's any, there's much of a surprise in the Southeast. I think that Miami's going to, I think Miami's still a good basketball team. I think that they're well coached. They're used to winning. Chris Bosh can change his game a little bit without LeBron there and be a better player in his own right. What to make of the Toronto Raptors right now? I know it's early, but 8-2 out of the gate. Playing really well, but they've played seven of their first 10 at home, so that probably helps out a little bit. I don't want to say that the travel across international borders is that big of a deal, because let's face it, that Toronto's not exactly going to London, but I'm fairly impressed with Chicago, with Toronto out of the gate. I'm impressed with Chicago. Their ability to play with without Derrick Rose is a testament to Tom Thibodeau's abilities. But your Milwaukee Bucks are a team that I'd keep an eye on. I don't think that they're going to make a deep run in the playoffs, but I think we're certainly going to see improvement from a year ago on that team.
Yeah, I mean, look, that speaks volumes to Jason Kidd when you really think about that. I know a lot of people don't really give him a lot of credit and don't think he's necessarily a great guy and this and that and the other. But think about what he did with the Brooklyn Nets last year, with a team that was very injured and whatnot, had them playing incredibly well in the second half of the season when you really think about it, and actually did a pretty tremendous job. And I think that he's actually probably a pretty good coach, and guys respect him out there, and they seem to respond to him. So say what you want about him, but at the end of the day, I think Jason Kidd is a pretty darn good coach.
What do you think of the model of players going straight from getting real NBA minutes to putting on the suit and tie and becoming NBA head coaches and relative success out of the gate?
Yeah, I mean, look, Steve Kerr doing a pretty good job when you think about it, and I have my doubts about that. Jason Kidd getting a shot. Derek Fisher going to struggle a little bit with New York, let's be honest. I think he was given a pretty tough hand to go out there and play with. But, look, success happens in all different kinds of ways, man, and you never know how it's going to work out until you go out and try it. And sometimes it's hit or miss, but sometimes you give a guy a little bit of time to get his feet wet and he can come around. And look, at the end of the day, I think, like I said, Jason Kidd is probably a pretty good basketball coach, and I think the Bucks are probably going to be a pretty good team in a couple of years, like you're thinking. And they've got a lot of young, budding superstars. Giannis is a pretty darn good player at this point, can take the ball up and down the floor, a guy that's 6'11" and has hops out of the building. You put Jabari Parker in there, he's a nice 2 or 3 compliment. He's not necessarily a stud, and he's a very nice 2 or 3 player on a team that has a couple guys around him. So the Bucks are young, they're exciting, and I think that a couple years down the road, we may be looking at a very formidable team in the Eastern Conference. But give them a couple of years, and we'll see how it shakes out. I know we got John Poulter. I just want to get through this real quickly, so we'll catch up with John in just a moment. But shifting sides real quickly, Jeff, and then we'll get into this maybe in hour number two with you and Fred. But Memphis playing great basketball, Houston playing great basketball. I don't think we're all that shocked about that necessarily, but I did mention Golden State and Steve Kerr. They've gotten out of the gate pretty well. Portland as well. Dallas, a lot of people think they may have the most talent in the Western Conference out of any of these teams. This is the surprise to me. San Antonio right now on the outs looking in, and Sacramento playing very good basketball, Jeff.
They are, and it's good to see Sacramento finally show a pulse. Hey, Phoenix is on the outside looking in. I think the Lakers are terrible. Minnesota, it's going to take them some time. Denver doesn't seem like an awful basketball team, but not surprised at 2-6. But Oklahoma City, are we already chalking this up to a lost season, given that they're without their two best players right now?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't even going to mention them because of that. I mean, let's be honest. I'm not shocked that they're 3-7 right now because they're playing without KD and they're playing without Westbrook. When you don't have your two best players, it's one thing to say, okay, you know, KD's out and Westbrook can carry the load a little bit, but he winds up fracturing his wrist and whatnot, and you know what? It makes this thing a whole lot more difficult for them. No leadership out on that court, not a go-to guy, and a lot of young kids out there that are trying to have to step up, and obviously Serge Ibaka is the guy, and I don't know, man, he really isn't that type of a player. So OKC is definitely in trouble, and you know what, I was thinking if they could be close to 500 that they'd have a chance. So you know, they still got a little bit of time, but if they're, let's say, 5-22 when those two guys are coming back, yeah, I think you can put it up as a lost season, and they may be in real, real big trouble. But at the same time, could wind up getting themselves a pretty nice player, and then you throw him into the mix there, and maybe they're back to being a title contender the next season. So at the end of the day, I think Oklahoma City is going to be just fine. Hey, let's shoot out to John Poulter, our professor of sports, and talk to John for a few minutes here. John, good morning, man. How are you? Sorry, a lot of things going on in the sports world, and Jeff and I haven't talked any NBA basketball, so I just wanted to get a little bit in. How you doing, John?
Good morning, guys, and doing well, thanks. Hope the two of you are doing well. 36 degrees and snowing here in Toronto today, so want to change places?
John, you know I was in Denver this week, so I got to experience some single-digit lows, and
yeah.
It was I was happy to return to Phoenix on Friday morning.
I was just going to say, no place like home when you've been to Denver for a week in mid-November, with the cold?
Oh, unseasonably cold, even for Denver.
Yeah.
Hey, John, let's talk a little bit of baseball and kind of give us a skinny on what's happening right now. Obviously, the off season, but that doesn't mean that these guys are necessarily taking a break, does it?
No, the winter meetings sort of were a little bit low key from what I expected. I mean, you never know what kind of groundwork has been laid for future deals, and we may find this out in the next 6 to 8 weeks and maybe shortly after the holiday season. I was a little surprised that we didn't see some more deals. We saw two or three minor deals, a couple of minor signings, mid-range signings from a free agent standpoint in Kadaya with the Mets and Burnett going back to the Pirates. But I sort of expected a little bit more activity. I guess the biggest deal that was consummated was Hellickson going to the Diamondbacks for a couple of prospects, which I think is probably a good deal for the Diamondbacks. I mean, we all know that they need some pitching, and that they're pretty strong up the middle in terms of their infield strength and depth. So it didn't really hurt them to give up a good prospect at the shortstop position. But it makes me wonder just what is going on in Tampa Bay. Are they getting ready to strip this thing down with Madden jumping ship and, you know, the other issues that they've got down there in terms of payroll and lack of fans? And I sort of wonder, are they sort of becoming the Miami Marlins West in terms of how they're going to start running that ball club?
What do you think of Clayton Kershaw cleaning house as far as Cy Young and NL MVP?
I think it was deserved. I guess it's proof that the votes are taken based on regular season action only. I mean, we've always known that that was supposed to be the rule, but, you know, we always kind of wondered whether the votes were in before the postseason. But certainly with Kershaw cleaning house, and as I say, deservedly so in my opinion, obviously he was a clear-cut winner in the Cy Young. The MVP was another question, but that was unanimous. So obviously a lot of people felt that he should be given that honor. Didn't have a good postseason, so I think this strengthens baseball's position that Those awards are voted on terms of regular season action only, and Trout winning the AL MVP would substantiate that a little bit more because the Angels didn't set the house on fire in terms of the postseason either.
Absolutely. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, let's keep it in the American League. What you think of the final Cy Young results? And, you know, I know you just commented on it, but, you know, the fact that Victor Martinez was the only one in the top three in the MVP voting with a, you know, that played on a playoff roster. First, you know, your thoughts on Kluber getting the award, and, you know, where did you think that Victor Martinez and Michael Brantley fell in the MVP race?
Well, it's funny, Jeff, when you asked me that question. When I saw the voting for those awards this week, your name crossed my mind because there are a lot of Cleveland connections in those names. In terms of the Cy Young, I think Cooper had a good year, and it was a year where there was no outstanding pitcher in the American League, and I don't mean that to diss Cuber's abilities or his results this year. I think he won the award deservedly. Good year in terms of being able to win that, because no one stood out in the American League like Scherzer has in the past, like Verlander has in the past, like Kershaw has in the National League the last couple of years. So I think from that standpoint, it was deserved. In terms of the American League MVP, I think Trout's been sort of the MVP in waiting for a couple of years. He finished second last year, and I believe he finished second the year before to Miguel Cabrera. So, and with the Angels turning it on this year and becoming the team that we all thought they would be when we looked at their lineup, it doesn't surprise me that it was Trout's turn. In terms of Brantley, I think he had a great year. I think Cleveland is doing the right thing in terms of the way that they're building. And they're also in an advantageous position where I don't think that Central Division is as strong as it used to be. So I think things are looking a little better for the Indians today than they were a year or 2 years ago. And they're doing the right thing. And I think with the Francona extension, that tells us a lot as well.
Hey, I know we're up against it here, so I'm going to throw this to you, and we'll have you finish the show with us if you don't mind, or finish this hour with us if you don't mind.
No,
I'll let you think about this on the way back. But Stanton and the Marlins looking at about a $300 million deal. I don't know, man. I'm one of those people that. That just seems like an absurd amount of money. I don't care how good somebody is. It doesn't make a difference to me. At the end of the day, it's what the market will bear. I understand that. But $300 million, put that into perspective for us on the other side and let us know what you think about that. And stick with us. John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us here. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. On the other side, I got a $300 million question to ask you. Is Stanton worth it? Is anybody worth it? Keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
This family is at home. but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of the program. Got to thank Mary Nemes from TicksForCause.com for joining us as she does each and every week. And we still got him, John Poulter, our professor of sports, for hanging out with us for a little bit. John, about a minute, maybe a minute and a half left in the segment. Here's the deal. $300 million. Stanton, listen, I'm not taking anything away from the guy. I believe he had 37 homers, hit like 555 slugging percentage. They didn't finish in last place, ending a streak for them for a while. He got second in the MVP voting. But is this guy worth $300 million, or is anybody worth $300
million? No, no one's worth $300 million, or $325, I think, is the number they're throwing around. I think for 13 years was the last write-up I saw on it. These guys aren't brain surgeons. They're athletes. They're great athletes. But with all due respect to them, you know, no one's going to die tomorrow if these guys don't ever play baseball again. So why are these guys spending that kind of money? If I was him, I would want to make sure that I had some kind of a commitment from the Marlins that they were going to spend some money to put some other talent around him, because being down there for 13 years where you're the only guy that is an above-average player could make for a very long stint, and essentially it makes him untradeable with a contract like that. So he'd better be sure that that's where he wants to be for the next 13 years, because 5 years from now, if the Marlins are still floundering and he wants to go someplace else, other than the usual suspects, Dodgers, Yankees, not a lot of teams are going to want to take on those kind of bucks.
Agreed. Jeff, as always, appreciate it. About 15 seconds left. $300 million, yes or no?
Absolutely not. Not for the Marlins. Not for
the All right. We'll catch up with you in about 25 minutes. Keep it close. Hour number one in the books. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, John Poulter, and Mary Nemitz. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. Vice President Joe Biden has announced a government program that will grant refugee status to some people under the age of 21 who live in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Starting next month, parents who legally reside in the United States will be able to ask authorities
free of charge for refugee status for their children in the three Central American countries. A federal appeals court has ruled against a government subcontractor imprisoned in Cuba who is seeking to sue the U.S. government. Alan Gross says his business was destroyed when the government sent him into a situation it knew was dangerous. Gross was detained in 2009 while setting up internet access as a subcontractor for the U.S. government's Agency for International Development. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled today that the U.S. government is immune from any claim arising in a foreign country. I'm J.J. Jeffries on the USA Radio Network.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9627. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9627. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9627. 1-800-954-9627.
The two World Trade Center window washers who were left dangling from the nation's highest building Wednesday are speaking out. AP correspondent Violet Ikonomova reports.
Juan Lopez says he'll be taking a break from cleaning skyscrapers.
There's a lot of ground floor jobs that, you know, we might want to take for the moment.
He recounted Wednesday's harrowing ordeal when a cable loosened on one side of the scaffold he and a co-worker were on, and the platform went from horizontal to almost vertical.
I just grab on, hold on, and hope we wasn't going to fall over.
Lopez says once he realized he was secured to the platform, relief set in, and he knew it was just a matter of time before rescuers would get to him and his co-worker. Violet Ikonomova, New York.
A woman shouting, "Leave our churches alone," disrupted the first Muslim prayer service hosted by Washington National Cathedral. Planners hoped there would be more understanding. This is the USA Radio Network.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3stepusa or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. An 81-year-old Army veteran from Wisconsin wants the U.S. government to know he's alive and well, despite its information to the contrary. Kenneth Bruner's wife, Julie, received a letter Monday from the U.S. Veterans Benefits Administration expressing sympathy for his passing and directing her not to cash any more benefit checks. Kenneth Bruner said he receives a monthly disability check because of injuries he received in 1955 while in the Army. He was injured at a Texas Air Force base when a cable snapped on a piece of heavy equipment and struck him, the State Journal reported. It broke me up pretty bad, Bruner said. For the first few days in the hospital, they told me they didn't know if I was going to live or die. The letter from the agency said Julie Bruner could cash the check issued for the month in which her husband died, but none that may have been issued after that. It also said the agency would contribute a whopping $300 for funeral expenses. We are sorry to learn about the death of Kenneth Bruner and extend our deepest sympathy, the letter reads. We understand that the transition period following the death of a loved one is difficult, and we wish to offer our assistance and our appreciation for the honorable service of Kenneth Bruner. Craig Larson, spokesman for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Regional Office in Chicago, said the error will be fixed. He said he wasn't sure how often similar letters have been sent out to veterans who are still alive. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Some of you, and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me this hour. You can get on board 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports, or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. And in case you missed it, Melvin Gordon is still running all over Nebraska. 408 yards, setting a new NCAA record. Could have shattered, absolutely shattered, LaDainian Tomlinson's record of 406 yards set back in 1999, but very much class out of the Wisconsin Badgers. And maybe they didn't want this kid to get hurt as well. But 408 yards in three quarters of play, unreal if you ask me, absolutely incredible. And the reason I'm making such a big deal out of this, Fred, is I know you have a vote for the Heisman. You cannot tell me that this kid would not have ran for over 500 yards, had maybe just a day that could have never been repeated if the Badgers would have let him loose. So unbelievable performance from Melvin Gordon yesterday, Fred.
I'm still voting him second at this moment to Marcus Mariota. We'll talk about that when we do come back.
He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. Lots to talk about other than Melvin Gordon. Keep it close. It's the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If your dog suffers from sore joints, skin rash, or other signs of aging, Dogevity is for you.
It would get so bad that I'd have her out a block from the house and she couldn't even walk home.
When she was a young dog, her little hind quarter gave out on her. We took her to the veterinarian. They said that she would require surgery.
When they're on the Dogevity, they seem like they get a whole nother gear out of themselves.
In my more than 30 years as a vet, I've never seen a supplement make such a difference in pets' vitality and health.
I mean, I saw immediate results. At age 14, she's like a little puppy.
My son-in-law told me about Dogevity. Within 5 days, it was like a miracle.
Since Dogevity, our game of tug-of-war is back on.
To try Dogevity today, visit Dogevity.com.
Dogevity.com.
Dogevity. Dogevity.com.
Call 855-543-8484.
855-543-8484.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, a lot of things going on in the sports world. As we always know, each and every day there's something happening. Alabama beats number one Mississippi State 25-20. Not necessarily that surprised about that. Florida State hangs on once again, as they do each and every week. It seems like they just live and die by the last seconds or some sort of a big play or a tip pass or Jameis Winston comes to the rescue, something along those lines. TCU getting it done at KU 34-30. A lot closer than people probably would have thought there. Arizona State goes down to Corvallis and chokes, has an opportunity to write their own ticket, and they don't do it very well. They lose 35-27. A-State was up 24-14. Like you say, a lot of people probably didn't catch that game because it was on so late. I was watching that thing till after midnight. But at the end of the day, it's a loss for Arizona State and a big one because it's going to knock them out of contention for the first playoff series for the new national title as to how they're doing it. Ohio State gets a victory on the road at Minnesota. Obviously helping themselves out, and they're a much different ball club. I got to admit it myself. They're not the same team that they were when they lost to Virginia Tech. Looking at some of the other things, Arizona snuck by Washington. LSU got spanked by Arkansas. And again, Wisconsin, that unbelievable performance by Melvin Gordon, and they get a victory over Nebraska pretty easily. So, interesting day, to say the least, in college football, Fred.
And I would like to add, first of all, I'm going to vote, at this point, I'm going to vote for Mariota first and Melvin Gordon second as far as my Heisman vote is concerned. I was going to vote for Mariota last year before his injury. If Melvin Gordon had played much of the second half in the first game of the season against LSU, it would be a different circumstance, I think, but he didn't, and that put Wisconsin behind the eight ball. So I as long as Oregon continues to win, I'm voting for Mariota if he doesn't get injured. So I'm voting for Mariota and Gordon second. I don't know who I'm voting third. But this is, to me, you mentioned a lot of very interesting things in college football yesterday. But to me, this is the most interesting. And I'm going to tell you why. And you probably didn't even watch the game, but I did. Notre Dame at home against Northwestern. Now, you have to understand going in, I hate Brian Kelly. I hate him. I hate Brian Kelly. It's a word that I don't use too often. I despise the man. Notre Dame has lowered itself by hiring this man. Cincinnati 5 years ago was 12-0, and the Bearcats, a basketball school, not a football school. He ran out on him before the bowl game, and he joined Notre Dame. That's one thing. But the most important thing, the reason I despise him, is that winds of 50 and 60 miles an hour 4 years ago, he forced his team to practice outside. Student photographer had to take tape of the practice. He fell off and died. And Mr. Brian Kelly took no responsibility. Notre Dame didn't take any responsibility. If your dad tells you to do that in 50-mile-an-hour winds and you fall off the roof, your dad is liable. Your dad's going to jail. Your dad's going to be fined. Your dad's in trouble. And Brian Kelly's sort of like your father in that circumstance. But Notre Dame avoided the thing. I think they paid off the family, but the kid's dead. Okay. I don't think he's a good coach beyond that. Yesterday, though, it was like, are you nuts or what? They score a touchdown. They're leading 40-29. That's an 11-point lead, okay?
Yep.
He goes for two. Now, that's insane, insanity, beyond belief, considering that his field goal kicker, they had a blocked extra point in this game earlier because they've switched holders, but through his career, the field goal, the extra point guy, the kicker, was 106 out of 107 kicking extra points. So he goes for two, Brian Kelly. Now, one would put him at 12, which means you got to score two touchdowns or a touchdown and two field goals. But it's 5 minutes to go in the game, so Notre Dame would win. He does. He tries to be the smartest man in the class, in the room, and he goes for two and misses, so it's 40-29. Northwestern manages to tie the game, go into overtime, and Northwestern wins by a field goal in overtime. Now, at the press conference, he doesn't blame himself. He says, with our kicking problems, I just wanted to go for two. He blamed the kicker. Now, I got to tell you something. He's the damn coach. If he can add 11-1, which makes 12, which means they'd have to score two touchdowns or two field goals and a touchdown in 5 minutes, Northwestern, I think after the fact he came up with the excuse, there's no way you don't go for one there and put yourself up by 12. He's one of the worst coaches in the collegiate game, but worse than that, he blamed the kid. You don't blame the kid. You take responsibility yourself. I made a mistake. I didn't look at the chart. Something like that. You don't say, well, our kicking is a little bit off, so I'm going for two with 5 minutes to go. Andy, I hope and pray the Irish fire this lunatic because he's the lowlife scumbag who's beyond. I did watch the press conference. I did hear the press conference. I couldn't believe it. He kept saying, our kicking, our defense. What about our coaching, which stunk up the place?
Yeah, well, look, at the end of the day, I think he was thinking, look, if we lose to Northwestern, we're pretty miserable. And I don't think you're going for style points, but at the end of the day, let's face it, Northwestern's a pretty lousy football team. I think they're 4-6, 2-2 on the road or whatever. Just you got to be able to beat the Northwesterns of the world if you're Notre Dame, let's be honest. Again, maybe not a great coaching decision, but if you're not beating Northwestern, there's something going on. And at the end of the day, he's not the guy who gave up the two touchdowns on the field either, or gave them an opportunity to get back.
They didn't score two touchdowns. They scored a touchdown and a field goal, which would have put him 1 point behind if he had gone for one. They wouldn't have gone for the field goal. They would have needed two touchdowns. And that's why
they needed a 2 point conversion.
No, you're not listening. Yeah. What I'm saying is that they were down by, it was 40-29. That's 11
right.
points at that point.
So they needed a touchdown, a 2 point conversion, and a field goal.
And if Notre Dame kicks the 1 point conversion, it's 12. So what they did could not have occurred if they had been up by 12. After the game, he blamed the kicking problem on the kicker and the holder and this. Blame it on yourself. Go for one. The kicker still was 106 out of 108 in his career. Andy, that's like 99%. So, I mean, you're not going to kick to put yourself up by 12. It's beyond belief. And I don't care who won the game. It's irrelevant to me. But every time I watch Northwestern, I watch the game, Northwestern-Notre Dame, just because I can't stand Brian Kelly. And I was pulling for Northwestern. But he cost his team, his guys, a much better bowl game. And if Northwestern beat them, your point well taken. They're not very talented at all. And Pat Fitzgerald's not a great coach either. But I'm angry at the fact that he blamed the kicking and the kicker after the game and not himself. Put it on yourself. I should have gone for one. We were up by 12. They're not going to score two touchdowns in the last 5 minutes. He didn't do that because he's a low-life scumbag who doesn't deserve to coach at a school like Notre Dame. And the Irish should be embarrassed and ashamed that Brian Kelly is their coach.
Well, again, I mean, at the end of the day, you're not beating Notre Dame. I'm sorry, Notre Dame's not beating Northwestern. That's sad at any point. But, hey, let me ask you this, Fred. Ohio State, I said to you, maybe a different team this point now than they were earlier in the season. Have they shown you enough to be considered for the national title?
Well, yeah, I thought, as I said, I thought the winners of Michigan State, Ohio State, if they went out, certainly deserve a shot. But a 10-point win wasn't a highlight type game. If they won by 30 yesterday, I think it would have been different. We'll take a break, Andy, and we'll talk about that when we do come back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Ohio State to me is a much better football team. And when I look across the board, a lot of parity for sure. It's hard to say who's the best, who's the worst, and who belongs necessarily in and out. But I do think that the SEC only gets one team, and that's probably going to be Alabama at the end of the day. But anyways, he's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. Tons of things to talk about. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Get on board, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports, or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, we're going to hook up with Jeff Rich, talk a little NFL, maybe even some college football with this guy. Real quickly, why don't we answer that question that I threw to you about Ohio State? I asked you, Fred, if you thought that they were worthy of being in the national title game or, you know, playoff if it were to end right now. And you said you felt whoever won that Michigan State game was probably the team, and they did it on the road. Then they go to Minnesota, a tough place to play as well, back-to-back weeks. I'm relatively impressed with Ohio State. And if I'm not mistaken, Fred, that was your opinion as well, that you kind of feel they're on their way to being worthy of being in that national title race.
Well, yeah, the problem is, though, a lot of things have to happen for them to get there. And we've got a couple weeks left to see who loses. That's the problem. And they're going to win out. And I think they might be end up 5 or 6 and only taking the top 4. I mean, unless a lot of things happen. I mean, for example, Arizona State's loss on Saturday night helped Ohio State, because UCLA can never jump Ohio State, so because they've got 2 losses, Ohio State has 1. So that helped them, but they still need more help before they're going to be in the championship Final Four. Of course, Tuesday night in the East, we'll find out who those 4 are. And I will guarantee you that 3 of them are Oregon, Florida State, and Alabama. Those are going to be that's going to be 1-2-3, 3-2-1, 2-1-3. I don't know what order, but those 3 are going to be there. Who the 4th team is, TCU may have dropped out because, you know, they barely win their game. So it's going to be a very close battle the last couple of weeks. That's why people were already screaming for an 8-team or 16-team thing, because somebody's going to be left out, and it might be Ohio State.
Jeff, looking at what Ohio State's done the last couple of weeks, Michigan State on the road, Minnesota on the road. Do we give them a free pass from the beginning of the year with Virginia Tech and that being the first starting game? Just a lot of things that were going on there. Tough environment for them to go out and perform, but they got their feet under their belt now, and this is a pretty darn good offense. I got to think one of the best offenses in the country. So has Ohio State shown you enough to put them in the playoff picture? Do we have Jeff or no?
I cannot hear Jeff.
Jeff, are you there? Well, maybe we'll find Jeff. We'll track him down. But at the end of the day, I think, again, like you said, Fred, I do think they're going to have a few things happen positively for them, and ultimately that the chips are going to fall where they do. But they're a much better football team than they were at the beginning of the year, and they've earned my respect. I think Urban has done a great job, to be honest with you. It's kind of hard to believe he's only been around coaching 13 years.
Well, he did a great job at Utah, did a great job at Florida, yeah. Done a great job at Ohio State, and they lose Braxton Miller. Barrett is probably a better quarterback than Braxton Miller as a freshman. He's unblank believable, but still the shock of losing your number one quarterback right before the season may have been the reason they lose to Virginia Tech. Will people remember that? Yeah, they'll remember that, but again, there are still schools in front of them, so they're going to have to jump one or two slots to really do a thing. And yesterday, if they had beaten Minnesota by 30, when the vote comes out this week, I think we'd have seen them a little bit higher than winning by 10, because people don't see Minnesota, even though they are a much better team this year than in many past years, but people don't see Minnesota as like a power. You know what I'm saying? So if you only see the score at 10, then it doesn't mean the same as 30. And I think Jeff might be with us now.
Yeah, we've got Jeff back. So Jeff, real quickly on the Ohio State deal, and then whatever else was on your mind. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think it's a given that they win out, especially the way that Wisconsin's playing. I think that that's going to be a huge game if that's what our Big Ten championship is. You don't forgive the Virginia Tech loss, because if they beat Virginia Tech and they're undefeated, you can't put them anywhere but number two in the country right now. I think that they will end up on the outside looking in unless Oregon falls. But I think that Ohio State's done enough to get over that Virginia Tech loss. But I don't know that that puts them in the top four necessarily.
So right now, is your top four, and again, I don't care about the order, Alabama, Oregon, TCU, and Florida State. Is that what it would be at this point right now?
You know what? I have to put Baylor in there, because Baylor has the inside track to win the conference. I know that everybody's going to say that TCU is better, and I tend to agree with that, but it's not about the better team. It's about the team that's done the things to get there. And by beating TCU head-to-head, I think Baylor puts themselves in that driver's seat, with Ohio State at five. And I've actually got Georgia at number six, just because I think that they're the only team that has a chance to knock off Alabama in the SEC championship.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is we'll find out, like Fred said, Tuesday night what the latest is, and we've got ourselves maybe a couple more of these before the end of the season, and we'll just have to see how it all shakes out. Hey, I do want to get a little NFL talk in, since we haven't really gotten into anything in the NFL yet today. Look, the Cardinals, once again, now they got to do it without Carson Palmer, and they know that they got to do it without Carson Palmer the rest of the way. Does that change anything for the Arizona Cardinals, Jeff?
No, they're a next man up team. This is how Bruce Arians puts the team together, and I expect Drew Stanton to hold the fort down. This is a team that's built towards their defense. I expect the defense to continue to win games for them. And, I've said it before, I think the Cardinals are the best team in the NFC. I don't think that I don't think there's that big of a drop-off between Carson Palmer and Drew Stanton. Now, if Stanton goes down and Logan Thomas ends up, all bets are off.
Fred, Cardinals play the Lions today. Look, 5-0 at home. Lions have won the last three games, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, in the last 2 minutes of the ball game. They're a good team. I mean, at the end of the day, I've always said it's the Green Bay Packers division to lose. I still firmly do believe that. We're one game behind the Lions. Cardinals could do the Packers a big favor today. Packers have a tough one. They play Philadelphia, but a lot of snow in Green Bay, and it's going to be cold and tough out there for Philly. I know they do get some weather, but not like we do in Wisconsin. So should be a little bit of an advantage to them. But Cardinals, got to do it without Carson Palmer. He mentioned something about not a huge drop-off. The drop-off is this: Stanton not as consistent or as accurate as Palmer, and I'm almost having a hard time believing I'm saying that, but he does complete over 60% of his passes, whereas Stanton about 49%. So is that enough, and do the Cardinals have enough to keep winning with Drew Stanton as their quarterback?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
I think they'll end up 12-4, something in that range, and we'll see what happens as far as Seattle is concerned, if they can win out. I don't know if they can or not. Reggie Bush not playing today for Detroit. That makes a difference as far as the Lions are concerned. I like Drew Stanton. So it isn't that he's not as talented as Carson Palmer, because I actually think he is. It's just that he doesn't get as many snaps during a regular week than Palmer. The team was used to Palmer, so I don't think the offense can possibly work as well the first time out with the backup quarterback. But I like Drew Stanton. I really do. But I don't think the Cardinals are an 8-1 type team. I think, you know, 3-4, 4-3 down the stretch, and they'll win their 11 or 12 games. And, yeah, it's a key game today, but they have the advantage that Reggie Bush not playing for the Lions. The Cardinals are a slight favorite, but it's only 1.5, which means on a neutral field, the folks actually think the Lions are the better team. So we'll see how that works out. Your point, Andy, very well taken. The Lions have been fortunate to win some close games down the stretch. I think it'll be a great game. A lot of nice games today in the National Football League, and this is one of the best.
You know what? Another one that's interesting to me is, and it's, we'll keep it in this division because you were talking about the Seahawks. Seahawks play at the Chiefs today. Both teams 6-3. Chiefs historically very tough to play at home. Seahawks not really the same this year as they were. Don't have that awe factor where people are just kind of scared of them. It looks like people are playing them pretty tight week in and week out, and that can be St. Louis or anybody for that matter. So Seahawks at Chiefs. How big of a game is this for the Seahawks, Jeff?
Oh, it's huge. I think that really you look at them going to the belly of the beast at Arrowhead, the 49ers going to New Jersey to play the Giants that haven't been great this year, but it's always tough when West Coast teams travel east. So I think the Cardinals could really give themselves some separation with a win over the Lions today, especially considering that their two biggest threats in the NFC West are on the road, playing in relatively hostile environments. And, this could be the week that the Cardinals basically unofficially win the NFC West, which, was supposed to be the toughest division in football. I don't know if that's held up. I mean, Seattle's not awful at 6-3. The Niners at 5-4, it's a little underwhelming, but I don't think anyone expected the Cardinals to be in this place. And I give full credit to Bruce Arians for doing it without a starting quarterback week to week and doing it without Darrell Washington on the defensive side of the ball. I think that the Cardinals are more of an X's and O's team than a Willie's and Joe's. And I think that it'll play out today with them hosting the Lions in Glendale.
Hey, Jeff, I hear the music. Means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Appreciate your time, as always. Real quickly, how can people check you out, man?
Every Monday, I write an all-encompassing NFL column on morethanafan.net called 11 on 11. Follow me on Twitter at JRichRadio, and I'll give you the links to everything there.
Sounds great. We'll hook up next week, Jeff. Appreciate it, as always. Fred, we'll be back. We're going to duke it out, man. A lot of NFL games to go through, a lot of good ones, to be honest with you. Some games that have a lot of significance coming up, as we know, playoff time is right around the corner. Keep it close. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids, retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Need help finding the perfect Christmas tree? Explore Balsam Hill's wide selection of beautifully realistic artificial Christmas trees and enjoy free shipping on your order. Balsam Hill models its trees after natural evergreens, and through our exclusive True Needle technology, we capture the color, texture, and realism of each needle. This True Needle foliage has lush and realistic detail, handcrafted branch by branch. Visit balsamhill.com now to browse our full collection and enjoy free shipping on your order. Every signature tree comes with a 10-year warranty. Balsam Hill trees are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. This year, find your perfect realistic Christmas tree and enjoy free shipping on your order at balsamhill.com. That's BALSAMHILL.com. Again, visit balsamhill.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter-move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One-on-one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@AOL.com. Fred, looking at these games today, like I said, a lot of good ones. Seattle playing the Chiefs. Falcons and the Panthers, that's kind of a disappointing game. It's a game of two teams that you thought might have been a little bit better, but when you really think about what Cam Newton has to play with, it's really not much. He's got Benjamin and he's got Olsen, and that's really about all. So I'm not actually that surprised. The Bengals and the Saints, I think this is an interesting game. You know, this is a momentum game where the Bengals get themselves kind of back on the right ship, or the Saints 5-5, and obviously will have themselves in the driver's seat for their division, which this year is very, very, very bad, to say the least. Buccaneers and Redskins, another game that not a lot of interest there. Broncos and Rams. Look, the only interesting thing about this is how long will the Rams be in the football game with the Broncos, if you ask me. Niners and Giants. A part of me wants to say, Fred, that the Giants are not as bad as their record. But then again, I watch them play, and they're just as bad as their record. So this is a big game for the Niners. Let's face it, 5-4, get themselves a 6-4, and you know, looking at a wild card, maybe a little bit better. Vikings and Bears. Look, the Bears are just awful. Let's face it, after what the Packers did to them last week, manhandling them on Sunday Night Football, the Bears, I don't know how they even come out today, Fred, to be honest with you. Texans playing the Browns. Browns got to get a victory here. Texans, they need a victory as well at 4-5. Raiders and Chargers. Again, I don't care how bad the Raiders are. This could wind up being an interesting football game. Lions and Cardinals, we talked a little bit about that. Obviously, Drew Stanton, now the quarterback for the Cardinals the rest of the way. Eagles and the Packers. Look, you're looking at two of the most prolific scoring teams in the league. We know what Aaron Rodgers did last week. Enough said. I don't really need to say much. With that being said, Sanchez went in there and did a pretty darn good job as well, Fred. Has a lot of weapons. They're calling it a quarterback-friendly system. So, interesting game there. Patriots and Colts, that may be the best one of the day when you really think about it, and that's the Sunday nighter. So looking forward to that one. And then obviously Monday night, Steelers and Titans. But let's take a look at that Patriots and Colts game to start out here, Fred, and then we'll kind of weave our way back throughout. But Andrew Luck and Tom Brady, Sunday night, pretty darn good football game.
Hey, no question. NBC is going to get tremendous ratings for that game. Brady's 2-0 lifetime against young Mr. Luck. Luck and Russell Wilson are going to be the best two quarterbacks over the next decade if they're not injured. And Brady, of course, has been the best quarterback over the last decade. So it should be quite a game. Hey, by the way, if you want my thoughts and my picks, you go to phoenixsports.com, phoenixsports.com. But I don't have an opinion on this game. I mean, in one way or the other, I didn't put it up because it's too close to call. I think the line's probably right. The home standing Colts are about a 2.5-3 point favorite, which means it's an even game on a neutral field. I think both teams are very talented indeed. With Reggie back, Wayne back with the Colts, that definitely has improved the already solid offense. And as far as the Patriots are concerned, I mean, obviously the offense has awakened, and Gronk is doing his thing, and so it should be a great game on NBC with Al and Chris and the gang, and we'll watch it. But Fred, who has an opinion on everything, really doesn't have an opinion one way or the other on that game, and I'm running pretty well, so I'm not going to blow it with just a throw-out number that really doesn't mean anything. I think it's going to be right near the number. It may end up in the last minute. The outcome may end up in the last minute or so, and that's the way we want it to be.
I like the Colts, to be honest with you. I think a big statement game for Andrew Luck, and maybe somewhat of a passing of the guard to a certain degree. You know, you talked about Tom Brady and how he's been around for 10 years and this and that and the other, and Andrew Luck, kind of the new guy on the scene, been in the league just for a few years now, and I don't know, man. There's just something special about this kid, and I really think this is a very big game for the Indianapolis Colts, and I think they take a lot of pride in this one, and they get the job done at home. I think that number 2.5-3 is where you say, hey, I got a real good feeling one way or the other, and I would say go with the home team in this one, my personal opinion. And I think there's a lot of points scored in this game, too. You know, it could be a 35-30 football game. Like you said, this could be a nail-biter. It could be very close. But at the end of the day, two very good quarterbacks, a lot of points going to be scored in this game. Packers and Eagles, let's talk a little bit about this one. We saw the performance last week from Aaron Rodgers, 6 touchdowns in that first half, 315 yards. Just dissected the Chicago Bears, let's be honest. But Sanchez was equally impressive, Fred, to be honest with you. Let's face it, the guy hadn't started a game in nearly 2 years. I think it was like 23 months, something like that. He had to have some nerves. He had to be a little bit excited. He had to be obviously very pumped up for this football game, and it showed. I mean, he played one of his better football games, to be honest with you, that I've ever seen him play. Does that have something to do with the quarterback-friendly system that he's in? Does it have to do with that he's got a boatload of weapons? Let's be honest. The Eagles are loaded. So, Mark Sanchez in a pretty good spot here, yes or no?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the Packers' defense is all that great. I mean, it's good. It's better than I think a lot of people expected. He played well. He had some moments with the Jets. I think Mark Sanchez's problem, historically, I think, has been that maybe – this is according to everything I read. I don't know. I mean, I'm not in the Jets. I wasn't in the Jets locker room. But maybe as a quarterback with New York, he didn't look at film as much as some other quarterbacks might and things like that. And he had Evan Longoria on the side. And that took up a lot of his time, too. So maybe now he's learned his lesson. I mean, there's no question about his arm. There's no question about his decision-making. He's always been a good quarterback. He was a good quarterback at USC, although I think another year with the Trojans would have done him well. I think he left a year early. But again, I mean, you're given 6 here. I wouldn't wager the game one way or the other. The Packers are a 6-point favorite at home. That's probably right on. I don't see a major lean one way or the other as far as that's concerned. The Packers certainly have had great moments. I don't imagine Aaron Rodgers going to throw 6 touchdowns in the first half in this one. And as you said, Philadelphia's got a lot of weapons on their side too. So should be a fun game to watch. There are a lot of games to watch today. And let me just mention one game you mentioned in the morning, because this is interesting. The Bengals 5-3-1 at the Saints 4-5. The Saints 7.
That was the next game I was going to go to, by the way. So go ahead.
Well, you know, Andy Dalton cannot play as shabbily as he did 10 days ago. I mean, nobody has ever played as shabbily as he played 10 days ago. On the other hand, he's not a good quarterback on the road. On the other hand, the Saints are only 4-5. So, I mean, it's a tough way to make a living, because there are some very intriguing games today where numbers, a lot of the numbers just don't jump out and say, we got to take this one, I got to take this team. It's good. I think it might be a high-scoring game, Bengals and Saints. It starts in about 15 minutes, if you're listening live on a Sunday with us here. Should be a great game. It should be a good game. And I presume Andy Dalton will do better, but he's not worth $100 million.
Well, here, and you mentioned that, and I was going to kind of ask you a couple of puzzling questions if you ask me. Andy Dalton, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's getting $18 million this year, maybe a little bit more. Yep. Jay Cutler, I think, is getting $22 million this year.
Yeah.
They're two of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league, and they repeatedly have awful performances. How in the world can they justify paying these guys the type of money that they're paying them? And to continue to want to pay these guys, like you know, a few years ago, they had an option to get rid of Jay Cutler, but they thought this guy was going to be the next coming. It's obvious that he's not, okay? Look, I watched that game last week, and I'll be honest with you. As much as I was very happy with watching the Packers dismantle the Bears, I was a little disappointed looking at Jay Cutler on the sideline playing with his fingernails, seeming like he's just not interested in what's going on the football field. And let me tell you something, Fred. When you're a quarterback, probably the most important position on the field, and you have that type of attitude, how in the world do you expect guys to respect you? How do you expect guys to want to go out there and play hard for you? Jay Cutler is a very poor example of what a quarterback should be in this league. And you know what? Andy Dalton is very close behind. Although the difference is, I don't see him over there sitting on the sideline looking like he's not interested. He's interested. He's a little bit more pissed off when he makes mistakes. But at the end of the day, these are guys that make repeated mistakes the same week in and week out. And they make terrible decisions, Fred.
No, I can't disagree. I've never been a Cutler guy because I think Cutler is so much into himself. He's got to be very tough to play with. And again, yeah, the offensively, the Bears should be much better than they are and have been in 2014. Now, defensively, this is not the old Chicago Bears. Mark Trestman was an offensive coach his entire career, so this offense should be dynamite, and I'm a little bit surprised it is not. I would not be shocked if Trestman loses his job. I would not be surprised if the Bears look around to see if they can get Cutler to go someplace else. The question is, who wants to pay him that kind of dough?
Fred, on that note, think about it. They've got not one, but they've got two very capable wide receivers. They yep. also have a very good running back. So, look, they have four guys, I believe, or three guys, whatever it is, that all make the Pro Bowl year in and year out, and you can't go out there and put up a better offense and a better showing. Look, the bottom line is that's a bad football team, and those are the types of games that Trestman and other guys lose jobs because of. You know what? You get embarrassed by the Green Bay Packers the way that they did. You don't deserve to go out there and coach. So I don't know, man. That was a very disappointing game from a Chicago Bear fan perspective. Got to be very, very upset and wondering what direction this ball club is going. You know, you get rid of guys like Urlacher and whatnot, and all of a sudden you kind of change your philosophy and you're a different ball club. You know what? At the end of the day, sometimes you think the grass is greener on the other side than it really is. They couldn't get rid of Lovie Smith quick enough, right? The guy was 10-6. The guy made the playoffs. Yeah, they didn't win Super Bowls, but they were consistent, Fred. They got a lot more victories when Lovey was there. And a lot of the leadership has gone since he's left. And I didn't really look at him as such a leader at the time, but maybe he was better than people gave him credit for.
No, I always thought he did a reasonably good job, and he said it. How many coaches get fired after having a 10-6 record? And that happened to Lovie Smith a couple of years ago in Chicago. And Mark Trestman's not a bad coach, but there's something going on in Chicago, and Cutler's at the focal point. We'll talk about that when we do come back.
All right, Fred Wallendorf, man, one final segment. A lot on our minds, as you can tell. I might even have a couple NBA questions for you, Fred, before we get out of here. But keep it close. One final segment. Fred and the Dorf, man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on the Dorf on Sports program for today. Gotta thank Jeff Rich for hanging out with us this hour. Mary Nemitz in hour number one from TicksForCause.com, as well as John Poulter, our professor of sports. Fred, before we get out of here, we don't talk much about it, at least not yet, because it's just kind of getting going, but NBA in full throttle, about 10 games into the season now. Some surprises, if you ask me. Toronto atop the Eastern Division right now. They're the number one seed. Memphis, the number one seed in the Western Conference. And at this point right now, if we were to end it, the San Antonio Spurs, the best team in all of basketball last year, would not be in the playoffs. So, somewhat interesting what's going on in the NBA right now. Yes or no?
Yeah, I guess. Who might be the worst of these three clubs? Lakers, Knicks, or Philadelphia?
I'm going to go with Philadelphia, just based on the fact that they do not have any wins. Your Lakers do have one, so luckily Charles Barkley isn't starving anymore. But look, they're all bad, let's face it. A lot of bad basketball teams, those three in particular. But in the Eastern Conference, you know, you'd have two teams that are under 500 in the playoffs. Obviously, the Western Conference, not like that. Sacramento, how surprised are you with Sacramento, Fred?
A little bit. I mean, I thought they'd be improved. But, you know, back to Philadelphia and the Knicks and the Lakers, the difference is Philadelphia is well stocked with first round draft picks. The Lakers have none over the last couple, next couple of years. They might have one this year if they finish in the bottom five. If they finish sixth worst record, they lose that to Phoenix in the nonsensical Steve Nash deal of a couple years ago. Lakers are a mess.
Oklahoma City, look, bottom line is no Westbrook, no Durant. Could wind up getting themselves a really good pick and then a nice complimentary piece for them moving forward if they wind up struggling this year. So NBA right now is somewhat of a mess, but at the end of the day, I think it'll all wind up making a lot of sense. Fred, as always, appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Talk to you then, Andy.
Sounds good. For Fred, for Scott, for everybody involved, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next Sunday right here on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What? This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.
That was made will mean more jobs for Americans. Steps toward a